In this episode of Not Your Average Lives, I talked to Hillary Rank. And Hillary is 45, and she is, I think, an expert in her field, but it comes from her own personal experience when she was trying to get in the best shape of her life, and she was entering bikini competitions. And at a very high level, you know, and think about the people and how their physiques, if you've seen any of these people. And she actually got to the body she always aspired to, as she says, but it came with a health crisis. And one of the worst things that could happen to a woman is her hair started to fall out. And she talks about that, but a number of other symptoms, which she couldn't explain. And she went through a long process of, first of all, not being listened to by her doctor, not being understood by her spouse. She's been married for 17 years, and just feeling very frustrated and just becoming her own advocate and really learning and studying and finding answers to her problems. And she's become very much an expert in the field of hormones, and she created and left her full-time corporate job to become a full-time coach. And she's developed her own method, and she has a program who helps women over 40 gain more energy, lose extra weight, and love who they see in the mirror. I love that last part, because so many of us, we look in the mirror and we just criticize all the things that we don't like about ourselves instead of the things that we love. And so she wants you to really focus on the person and see who you really are and get past these health issues that many of us women struggle with, especially at this time of life. But when you think you're doing all the right things and they're really hurting you, is really what she figured out and what she wants to help people either avoid before it happens or to expedite the process to better health if they're stuck and they don't have support. So without further ado, let's get to the episode now and meet Hillary. Hi, I'm Laurie Wright, also known as Not Your Average Grandma. I created this podcast as a place to go for midlife inspiration. If you are in a stage where you believe the best is behind you, it is my hope that one of these episodes will ignite a long suppressed or unrealized desire, and you will see the potential within yourself just waiting to be tapped so you can do amazing things with the time you have left. I want you to stop seeing your age as a limitation and start seeing it as your superpower. You have years of experience and value that a younger you never had. So it's time to lean into that and use it to fuel your future. No more letting age hold you back from the pursuit of a more passion-filled life. The more passionate we are, the better the world will be. So stop settling for average, put your AirPods in, and let this episode inspire you to take the first step in transforming your mind, body, and soul. Welcome to another episode of Not Your Average Lives. And today's guest is Hillary Rank. Hillary and I go way back. We have started in a mentorship. Gosh, I think it's been like almost 2 years now, but she's amazing. We are kind of like keep in touch in social media, but we were just like catching up for an hour. So, but anyways, I'm really excited to have her on the program. She has this program that helps women, and it's, I'm going to let her talk about it, but she's just had the experience that led her on this journey, which many women do. And she has, it's a midlife transformation story. So she is perfect for my audience here. And so I hope you enjoy listening to her, and I'm sure you'll learn something from it. So welcome, Hillary.
Thank you, Lori. I'm happy to be here. And hi, everyone. And as Lori said, my name is Hillary Rank, and I'm a women's health and wellness coach. And I specialize in helping women over 40 feel fabulous. So I do that by teaching them hormones 101, because really hormones are responsible for how you look, think, and feel. So I have my course 40 Feels Fabulous, and that helps women over 40 lose extra pounds, love who they see in the mirror, and gain more energy. And I think we'll probably get into my backstory a little bit about, you know, how I came to be where I am right now.
Yeah, so interesting. And I just want to say, if you guys should go over and watch it, this episode on YouTube, because Hillary is gorgeous. I mean, she's so, she is so pretty, but she is as nice as she's pretty. So I think it's so important that, you know, we're good on the inside as well as the outside. And I know you help people with that as well. So, but yeah, your backstory, as I recall, is you, didn't you compete with, like, weren't you a bikini
competitor? Yes. So, you know, it all started actually after my second son, he was a toddler, and, you know, I wanted the mommy makeover, you know, like that so many women have, because, you know, we kind of like, we have the mom bod, but we don't have babies anymore. So I actually, at the time, I was doing freelance makeup on the side of my corporate job. I've done a lot of things. And I came across some fitness competitors, and they were like, I just so admired their bodies. They looked amazing. And they said they had this coach, and, you know, it wasn't as, you know, restrictive as you would think. And so I was intrigued. And so I reached out to him, and I actually started doing makeup for all of his fitness competitors. And then I started training with him. And when you see all these women doing it, you're thinking, so I was working with him, my body was changing, and I'm like, I want to do that too. So I think,
but you started with makeup? I had no idea. Yes. By helping with makeup?
Oh, yes, I know. Wow. I don't think we ever talked about that either. So yeah.
And so how are your how old are your kids now? Because you've been married 17 years, and you
right.
Said,
so yeah. I have a 14-year-old son, and my youngest son is 11. He's going to be 12 in January. So I started, you know, kind of this journey when he was about 2.5, 3. So, you know, what happened was I was working a corporate job. I was a leader. So I was in charge of 3 different teams, had a lot of responsibility at work, had small children at home. And then I was doing all of this, you know, like I was, you know, got into the fitness world. And little did I know that it was going to cause the perfect storm of systematic stress on my system that really caused a waterfall of health issues. So I was all good and fine, you know, for about a year and a half or so. And I did a couple competitions. It was like a really great accomplishment for me, you know, because I was competing with other like 20-year-olds, and, you know, I felt great. So it was when I had, like, I was the leanest I'd ever been. It was like the body I always aspired to. And then everything started going downhill. Like my hair started falling out. I was so lethargic. I could barely get through workouts. You know, I had horrible brain fog. Well, I didn't really know what the term was, but had trouble concentrating at work, you know, had depression, was cold all the time. And I think probably the worst part was being so irritable and like not even being able to handle anything. And I was just snapping at my husband and kids, and like, I couldn't even stand myself. And that's when I'm like, I know something's wrong.
But you look great, right? Yeah. It's like, well, is it worth it?
Well, wow. Is it worth it? I mean, so many women think, you know, oh, if once I lose weight, you know, once I have this body of a fitness model, maybe not even that at that point, just like if I'm thin, you know, everything is going to just fall into place with my life. And let me tell you, it doesn't always work so well.
Yeah. And I was curious too, because menopause is different for different people. And I think mine hit, we're around like I was 50 or something.
Okay.
So were you like, was that part of what was going on, or had you not hit that part? And I know there's a period before you hit menopause where you're in this perimenopause, but yeah.
Right.
So were you like thinking this is menopause, or what were you thinking?
No, I wasn't thinking that at all. So this like all happened, like I was like 39.
Okay.
Or so, I definitely did not think menopause. I'm not in menopause. It really, I didn't know what it was. And I think that's what so many women have, these symptoms, and they don't know what's going on. They go to their doctor, maybe get some blood tests run. They fall within normal lab ranges, and I'm using air quotes. You can't see me if you're listening. And then, you know, they're told you're fine and sent on your way. And when you know you're not fine, you maybe question your sanity, you think you're going crazy. And really what this is, it's sometimes it's not even you're not even in perimenopause yet, because perimenopause is right before menopause. This is like this kind of limbo when we're in our late 30s and early 40s, where our hormones are kind of all over the map. And, you know, women 20 to 30 years ago really didn't experience all the problems that women are seeing now, because we have so many responsibilities that we are faced with. And so not only is your body naturally, your hormones are declining, but they're not gone yet, because menopause is the absence of production of estrogen and progesterone. So you're still producing, but they're kind of all over the map. And then what exacerbates this is the systematic stress. And so I'm not even talking just like, I mean, most women over 40 or their late 30s are stressed, because not only do they have children, varying ages, they're working full time, they're still considered the primary caretaker, even though they're doing all these things, you know, trying to keep a nice house, trying to maintain a social life. So that's like mental and emotional stress. But then I'm talking about systemic stress. So a lot of women these days have gut issues, just based on the standard American diet, by all of what are called xenoestrogens, so chemicals in our daily use products, in processed food,
the causes inflammation.
Being on birth control for many years, women don't realize that there is like side effects to that. So it strips your gut, and it also puts a really heavy load on your liver. So then you're seeing systemic stress and food sensitivities. And, you know, you have these outside environmental chemicals that are affecting your body as well.
Yeah. So I said Hillary was very, very smart. I mean, she knows her stuff. And, you know, it's kind of sad because, you know, I think doctors mean well, but like, did you ever get tested for hormone? Like, did they look at that?
Yes, that's a really good question. I mean, they totally mean well. I mean, the Hippocratic Oath is do no harm. But the problem is like, if you're seeing your primary care, they don't really specialize in hormones. You know, they have to be generalists. And there's so much research that comes out, you know, they don't have time to be up on the latest research.
Plus they don't they don't have any nutrition training. I remember I was at a Christmas party with my company, and one of the people I worked with, her husband, was in med school, and he was in his last year, and he was specializing in, guess what? Gut health. I mean, he was going to be, be like somebody who gave you colonoscopies, you know, and I forget what that kind of doctor is.
Gastroenterologist?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
That was his specialty. And we got into this conversation. I said something about drinking, you know, half your weight in body, half
water.
Your weight in water every day, right? And ounces. And he was like, oh, really? Really? I was like, what?
So yeah, that's the issue.
I was like, yes, please know that. Tell your patients that.
So, you know, if you like what I call allopathic medicine, which is traditional medicine, they're really taught to treat acute problems, you know, like if you're in a car accident, or, you know, if you have cancer or something, they're taught to treat the symptoms, but not so much the root causes. So that's where holistic, functional, naturopathic medicine comes in, because they treat the whole body and they treat the root cause. But to answer your question, yes, I absolutely did get testing, and with my gynecologist, and I was told everything was fine.
But you're within normal range. Okay.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, if we have time, I can get into kind of why that happens so much about what the difference between laboratory ranges and actual optimal ranges. So it really took a lot of research on my part and trial and error, seeing, you know, different, you know, even naturopathic practitioners, they differ with their knowledge of hormones. So it's very, you know, it's so important. Then we're given all this education when we're young girls about menstruation. We get a lot of education when we're pregnant to understand what's going on, but we get next to no education about what's happening to our bodies as our fertility is declining and we're moving into menopause. So I like, my philosophy is the more you know, the more you can be an advocate for yourself and you don't have to accept the old worn out cliche of when you're aging, feeling frumpy and frustrated. And I know that's the thing that you know, you're all about the second half of your life being amazing, having that spark. So I think we really align in philosophies. Yeah.
So how old are you now?
I'm 45.
Okay. So you're 45. Yeah. So it's funny because my daughters, believe it or not, are now the age. Well, my older one is 39. So, and she has 4 kids. So she's at the age now where you are starting to experience this, and so much stress with 4 kids. And yeah, she has her own business, her own online business as well. Yeah. So I can't imagine. Yeah. And I imagine too, some people end up going and getting like antidepressants.
And then
that kind of like disguises stuff.
Right. That's, you know, typical, like if you go to your doctor, if you get anything, you know, it would most likely be an antidepressant, a Xanax for anxiety, because anxiety is a symptom of hormone imbalance, or if you're not sleeping, you know, Ambien or something like that. And those can actually exacerbate the issue if your hormones are imbalanced, because part of our hormonal infrastructure is gut and liver health and blood sugar balance. So whenever you're taking a pharmaceutical, it's going to affect your liver function.
Yeah. And so one of the reasons I wanted to bring up my daughter is that age is a couple of reasons. Number one is because I think the women who listen to this, if they're thinking, oh, I'm past that, I'm in menopause,
right,
their children could be good candidates for listening to this episode. So please share this episode if you have a child who's at that age.
Yes.
And the second thing is I wanted to say is my daughter is actually on an antidepressant. So I am going to share this with her. She has had a history of postpartum depression. She out of her 4 kids, I think twice she had it, the first one. And I think the 4th, you know, the most recent, but her child is now 2. And so she's been back on antidepressants for about 6 months. And so it's making me think, and she's very open. So she would talk about it. She's very open about it on social media because there's a lot of like, you know,
stigma.
Yeah. Thank you. And so I'm going to talk to her. I'm going to say, have you had your hormones tested? So this is for me.
Yes.
So enlightening. I'm so glad I had you as a guest. So, but you didn't go that route, I guess. You just started researching, Googling.
So I got the blood work, was told everything was fine, and you know, was given a couple of supplements to like help support, but it didn't seem to be helping. I mean, I'll be very frank too. I've dealt with postpartum depression myself. I've dealt with depression on and off in my life, and actually through my, you know, journey and my education about hormones, it kind of brought to light something called the MTHFR gene mutation. We're not going to go out down that road, but that affects many, many people who have this gene mutation. And many times women, they start having thyroid issues, and that ties in to depression. So people who have this gene mutation, it all ties into liver function. So your body is a system. It's not interdependent parts, and it all works together. So just going back to, you know, I was told I was fine, but I'm not one to accept that. So, you know, I just, you know, read a lot. I tried different practitioners, and, you know, one of the next practitioners did see my hormones, saw that my progesterone was really low. And, you know, we started working on that, but it wasn't until my thyroid levels actually dipped below normal levels is when I actually was able to get treated for the thyroid. I have hypothyroidism even to this day. And that really was a game changer once all of that was treated at the same time.
Yeah. A lot of people, when they get older, women have thyroid.
Yes.
Their thyroid needs attention. And I learned this in the book that I was reading called The Plan, is that there's the normal range for, you know, thyroid issues. But you can still be you still might need attention with your thyroid when it's in the normal range. So this is very similar to what you're saying about hormones.
Yes. I mean, and as I said, so we had talked about systemic stress, and that affects your adrenals, and your adrenals affect your stress hormone cortisol. So your adrenals and thyroid go hand in hand. So if you have systemic stress and your adrenals are fatigued, then in turn, it's going to affect your thyroid function. And in effect, it's a waterfall effect on all your hormones. So that's why, you know, because women these days are so systemically stressed, that's a huge reason why there's so many thyroid issues. And most traditional doctors don't do the full range of thyroid tests to actually detect what you're talking about in that book. A suboptimal thyroid function, you might not be clinically in like extreme hypothyroidism, but you're still showing symptoms. You feel miserable. And that's the problem. Most of these symptoms, they're not chronic illness. So a lot of times women are dismissed or pat on the back and say, oh, it's all in your head. It's not in your head.
Yeah. You know, I think sometimes spouses or whoever you live with, they buy into that whole thing. Like it's in your head too. And so,
right. Men can't really understand because they're only ruled by testosterone. They don't have this delicate balance of hormones that we as women have. So
finding the answer, that's why finding the answer is so key, because, mm-hmm. you know, because then they understand better as well.
Right. I know. I've like considered maybe I need to have a course for men to help understand their wives.
Or have something like an additional bonus or something. So bring the men in to mm-hmm. you know, so they
That's
can have that
thought.
Conversation. Yeah.
Maybe I need to have a bonus like training for men.
Yeah. How to get your husband on board with theirs. There's a real problem here.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
So what age range is ideal for you to like, who do you work with in terms of ages?
You know, I get asked a lot, do you work with women younger than 40? And yes, I do. So late 30s is usually when these symptoms start coming up. But you know, I work with women who are in menopause too. So who have great results with my program as well. So I'd say late 30s to mid to late 50s.
Yeah, I guess they pay attention when it starts being a problem. It'd be nice if they got in front of it and really educated themselves on what could potentially happen, right?
Exactly.
One of the things, and I'd like your take on this, one of the things that I've learned about through my work with Alex Paulos is how stress, systemic stress that you're talking about, how it can have such long-term effects, like really, you can get really, really sick. Like,
yes,
like it's like, you know, you're walking on a road and there is a Mack truck coming, might be several miles away, but it's coming and you're going to get hit hard with it. And so there's going to be some kind of health crisis at some point. So
correct.
How do you like inform people that you really need to get a handle on this?
Well, you know, I say in some, you know, I talk about it on social media a little bit. I think a lot of, so many of us, we don't do anything until like that crisis comes, right? And so it's, especially for women, it's really easy to dismiss because you're so focused on caring for others and you kind of put yourself on the back burner. But I guess, you know, what I want women to realize, or whoever is listening to this podcast, is systemic stress causes inflammation. Inflammation is the root cause of really all chronic disease. So heart disease, cancer, even brain-based diseases like Alzheimer's and diabetes. So all things like that. And the systemic stress can cause autoimmune disorders as well, which we have, it's higher than ever these days. It really wasn't recognized back, you know, about 30 years ago, but so there is a consequence to it might be a little fire right now, you know, you're getting by, but not doing anything now is going to add up to something big, you know, later in life.
Yeah. Yeah. When Alex was typing one of my students, he can look at people and see if they're, because he could tell there was swelling in her like face and her like neck mm-hmm. and stuff. Like it's like, and he didn't even know her. I mean, he didn't know her from like, it wasn't like he had known her before. And he's like looking at her like 6 weeks later and saying, hey, you know, but he, so Yeah, it is a serious thing. Is there anything, like, I know you help people with nutrition as well. Is there anything, and what I've learned is everybody's unique. And so what some foods True. Might be reactive to some people, they're okay. And
yes.
So are there like certain foods you say you probably shouldn't have this a lot, or is it kind of like it's customized per person?
Well, you know, that's why in my 40 Feels Fabulous program, we go through, I call it the flat belly food experiment. What we're trying, we take out the top inflammatory foods and for 4 weeks, and then we add them back in to see what your body is reacting to, because that's exactly it. Everyone's different. You know, I'm not going to say, oh, like, across the board, you can never have like gluten, dairy, you know, peanuts, other legumes, like ever again. That would just be, you know, we're all individualized, but you have to do that experiment because we walk around with low levels of inflammation and we don't really realize what the cause is. So you got to be aware of it. So right off the bat, if a woman is feeling like really bloated, if they're really lethargic, if they're having difficulty losing weight, I would say cut out dairy and gluten for a couple weeks and see how you feel. Those are like the top ones, but you know, nightshades like peppers and eggplant and things like that can really cause issues. Eggs even could be an issue for some women. So, you know, we go into this in more depth in the 40 Feels Fabulous program. But I would say if you want to see a difference, like right off the bat, cut out those top two and see how you feel.
You know what I found interesting, and I learned this just, you know, in the last like year and a half, is, and my husband has horrible eczema. Even when he was a baby, he was put back in the hospital and he was a baby. So of course I was like, dairy must be a dairy problem.
Exactly.
There.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
But he also loves his stuff that he's not going to ever let go of. And so I think one of the things is gluten, but he will never go gluten-free. So he'll just suffer through whatever, you know, breakouts of eczema he has. But he loves beer, his favorite beverage, beer. And he used to drink a lot more of it. He's fortunately tapered back. And isn't it interesting that his skin has gotten better? Because what is in beer?
Yeast.
Yes.
Yeah. Gluten.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so people don't realize that inflammation stuff, it like surfaces on your skin and creates. So if you have children or kids or, you know, grandkids or, you know, you're getting a really good lesson here in what could potentially be causing that stuff.
Right. So that all goes to gut health, and that's part of your hormonal infrastructure. And, you know, that's what I take women through. We're healing your hormonal infrastructure so you can add things back in and be stronger for it and feel better. But so I don't ever like to go along the perspective of what we're taking away or if it's really restrictive, just more think about, you know, does this food make me feel good or does it make me feel bad? And, you know, that's your husband has accepted, okay, I might still have some, you know, issues with my skin, but that's worth it because I want to have beer, you know? Mm-hmm. So I would never say you can't have these things. It's really a matter of knowing your body and knowing what reactions you have and understanding, is this an acceptable side effect that I'm willing to live with?
Yeah. I've also heard that if we have things, we've become inflamed over time, because when you're younger, your body has, the army is stronger, you know,
Absolutely.
The army is stronger. Yeah. And then the army inside of you gets a little older and weaker. It's like having 60-year-old soldiers out there. And so I think over time, and then if you just don't eat something every single day and you just like have it every like third week, or, you know, you like remove it from your diet and then you can add it back in, but just not like have it
right
every single day anymore.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's really what I learned as well. That would be good info. All right. So where are you today? You look like, you know, you look like you're healthy. You look like you're happy.
Well, you know, that's a good question. So what a lot of women don't understand, it's like, you know, balancing your hormones isn't like a one and done thing. You know, our hormones change over time. And as we get older, you know, we have environmental stresses, mental stresses, things change. So I actually just got some blood work, and good example, like on the surface, it looks like my thyroid numbers are good, but I'm still having some symptoms. And so I'm seeing a naturopath who dove a little bit deeper, and we're changing my medication to optimize my thyroid hormones. So, I mean, in general, like my hair has grown. Yes. Like I, like a million.
Not still falling out. You don't have a wig on.
Yes. So, I wore extensions for the longest time because my hair, like it had fallen out, and it was so difficult to grow back because I was still battling the hormone imbalances. Another thing I did as I removed my breast implants 2 years ago, and a lot of women, even if you have saline breast implants, the outside shell is silicone, and that's an endocrine disruptor. So if you're having trouble getting to optimum health, of course, I tried to deny it for the longest time, but my husband was actually the one who kept bringing it up. So I made the decision to remove them, and that has really helped things as well.
Yeah. It's amazing how many people, somebody in my family had theirs, you know, removed. I don't think it's public knowledge, so I won't say who it is, but mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't even know they had them, and right. They started leaking. And so, And mm-hmm. So, but I've seen a lot of people on social media who, have
so many.
It's not my kids. Friend. My kids haven't ever done it, but my daughter's like, I need them because, you know, she's had four kids, and I think now she would never do that because of all the bad publicity about it.
Right. I mean, now I think it's more of a trend to remove them instead of, I mean, they're still doing it, you know, hundreds of implants a day, but
Yeah. So, what's your, like, I have this question that I want to ask people like at the end, mm-hmm. and it's like, because I think that's what my podcast is all about. So what is it about you that you feel that you're living a not your average life? Because, you know, that's what this podcast is about. I have my not your average.
That's a good question.
Yes.
So we didn't really delve into how I got, well, a little bit, but so, you know, I always did what was expected, right? I went to college, I got a job in corporate America, I moved up the ladder, but I was never really doing what lit me up, what was my passion. It was a great living, and it was really the whole golden handcuffs thing. So for me, like, not your average life is like shedding those expectations and those golden handcuffs and really pursuing what lights you up. What's your passion? So I never really thought about being an entrepreneur until, you know, I started having all these health issues and started getting answers and realizing that I wanted to help other women. So I also, you know, the ability of flexibility and to be here with my sons and experience, you know, be more present with them is really huge.
Yeah. I love watching you on social media. They're the cutest little kids.
Oh, thanks.
And they look so much like you. One, like, looks a lot like you.
Yes. My oldest. Yep.
Yeah. 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 That's such a great point. And I'm so glad you brought that up because I think when we met, we were both working our corporate jobs.
I had just left.
Okay.
And, you know, really, I was terrified, as I'm sure a lot of women are, if they even thought, like, I would go through periods. I'm like, I hate this. This is like sucking my soul. But then you would just like get stuck in like normality and like comfort, and you just like endure. And so I had a ton of fear, but I was making like steps to leave. And actually the best thing that ever happened to me is I was laid off and I got a severance package.
Oh,
so I think we probably met just soon after that.
Sign
and
from
so
the universe.
Then I'm like, this is my sign. Like it's go time.
Yeah. Yeah. And we didn't talk about this, but she worked for the University of Phoenix, and mm-hmm. people mostly know that probably because it's an online university. And so isn't it interesting how it parallels? Cause now you have an online course.
That's right. Yeah. Yes. So I actually used to facilitate for them. So I knew how effective online learning could be, especially if you're a busy adult. And, you know, that's ideal to reach women all over the country.
Yeah. Yeah. And extend beyond, you know, we were talking about before we press record, Hillary really wants to do a podcast. I think she'd be great at having a podcast. So I'm encouraging her. But yeah, that's one of the fun things is I talk to people all over the world. You know, I've met, I've had Australians on and people from the UK and New Zealand, and it's been just delightful to cross the pond and, you know, here on the internet, it's like they're next door. And so that's been really fun for me. And now when I go travel, when I can it's travel like you again, have someone I can like stop can, it. Like,
yes, people, exactly.
Yeah. So these I people have, that that couple came on and they're online, they're renovating Italy. They left Australia to move to Italy. So like I can go to Italy and see
nice.
And,
Yeah. So I do a 5-day fat loss challenge for women. And I actually have had a lot of women from Europe, Canada, some from Australia. So I know in Europe, they really need a lot of help. There's not a lot of even less education about hormones than here.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Wanting to lose weight is universal, right?
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Yeah. And they talk in stones too. It's like, what is a, what's a stone? It's like 14 pounds, I think. So
I'd have to look that up. I can't remember off the top of my head. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for coming. I think this has been such a great educational opportunity for people. So I hope people are listening and going to share this with anybody and everybody who is needing or is suffering from things that they're not getting help from their doctor.
Yes.
Great. And you know, having an expert like you, Hillary, is so important because like it takes so much time to research that stuff and it gets so overwhelming. Mm-hmm. And so why reinvent the wheel? I mean, it's great. You're so knowledgeable. I so appreciate you and coming
thank you.
And talking about it. All right. All right.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you so much for tuning into the Not Your Average Lives podcast. If you haven't yet, make sure to subscribe on iTunes if you have an Apple device. You can find free resources and learn what else I have going on at the moment that might interest you on my website at notyouraveragegrandma.com. You can also find me on Instagram or Facebook at Not Your Average Grandma. If you liked this episode, it would make my heart so happy if you could leave me a 5-star rating. You can also add a review to let me know what you like about this podcast, which will help spread the word about it to others who need a little midlife inspiration. As always, be you, listen to your inner voice, and focus on reigniting that lost spark so you can start living your own, not your average, life.